radical. The word radical has come to have mostly a negative meaning in our day and age, especially when you associate it with religious practice or political views. Those who are radical, we can judge as being extreme, over the top, maybe taking things a little too far, even being violent. These are all descriptions that we've come to give to the word radical. And Jesus is pretty radical today in the judgments and the commandments that he lays out. We might think, whoa, Jesus, take a chill pill. What's the big deal here? Talking about removing eyes and cutting off hands and all these things. What do you expect us to be, perfect? And then in a few verses later, you'll hear it next week, he says, yeah, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus has some strong words today. But the word radical, before it had this negative connotation, actually meant something very different. The word radical comes from the root radix, which in Latin means root. You mathematicians and engineers probably know this, you know. To do a radical is to take the root of something. And so Jesus, more than just putting out all of these lofty commandments today, is really getting to the root of things. Because a person doesn't just wake up one day and murder someone. There's something behind that. There's a root, some kind of evil that has crept into the heart, an anger for a brother or a sister that grows in silence and then manifests itself in some big action, murder. The same with adultery. You don't just wake up one day and commit adultery. It's by little decisions in our hearts that we find growing and then manifesting in these big sins. So Jesus says, let's start at the root. You heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. You heard it said that you shall not murder. You've heard all of these other things. Let's start deeper. Let's go back further. This is what Jesus is doing. Remember, he's on the Mount of Beatitudes in chapter 5 of Matthew's gospel. He's sitting as the rabbi. He's coming to us as the new Moses. And he's laying out these commandments that will give us life. They don't bring oppression. They don't bring constraint. They bring freedom. They bring life. If we're willing to go that extra mile and look at the source, look at the root of these evils that bubble up in us. And this is what he commands us today. Look deeper. Go further than you think you have to. Have a radical Christian faith. Only a radical Christian faith will have the power to save. I might look fine on the exterior, but I might be dead inside. And so Jesus asks us to look deeper. Look into the center. Look to the root. And start there. Let Jesus heal. Let him bring his divine power. We can't be perfect on our own. Jesus knows this. But he still gives the commandment so that we would find the answer to that perfection that comes only from the Father. The power that we need is a divine power. A human power will never be enough. So today we ask for that divine power to heal us, to sanctify us, to bring greater love and charity at the root of our lives.